This is a Fox News alert, a U.S. ban on Russian oil. I'm Lisa Brady. President Biden just making it official.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
He says it's not a step all U.S. allies can take because they don't have as much domestic oil production. He also acknowledges it could further raise gas prices in the U.S., which hit a new record today, $4.17 a gallon in the AAA average. CIA Director William Burns says President Putin is determined to dominate and control Ukraine.
I think Putin is angry and frustrated right now. He's likely to double down and try to grind down the Ukrainian military with no regard for civilian casualties.
But at the same House hearing, the director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, says the outcome Putin is willing to accept might change because of the costs he's incurring. For now, Russia continues shelling Ukrainian cities as civilians make harrowing journeys out of the country. More than 2 million refugees so far. Murder charges in Iowa for six teens accused in a deadly shooting outside a high school yesterday. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Lisa, six teens ages 14 to 17 are now accused killers, charged with murder and attempted murder in a drive-by shooting outside Des Moines High School Monday that left a 15-year-old boy dead and two teen girls in critical condition in what police call a targeted shooting and gunfire that involved multiple guns from multiple cars. No details on a motive. Classes are canceled at Des Moines High School today as the investigation continues. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. Just getting word the leader of the Proud Boys group has been arrested on a conspiracy charge in connection with the Capitol riot. Meantime, in Texas, jury deliberations underway in the federal case against a man, the first trial over the riot. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping President Biden's announcement just a short time ago, banning Russian oil imports in the U.S., while signaling it is likely to hike gas prices even more. He also condemned President Putin's continued assault on Ukraine and the heavy toll on civilians. Lynching could soon be prosecuted as a federal hate crime.
The U.S. Senate Monday voted to approve a bill criminalizing lynching as a federal civil rights crime. The House of Representatives had already passed it. It is now on its way to the White House, where President Biden is expected to sign it. The law will be named for Emmett Till, the African-American teenager killed by a white lynch mob in 1955 Mississippi, an event that helped to spawn the civil rights movement. The bill's opponents say the law duplicates existing federal penalties for first-degree murder. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A reversal from the World Health Organization on COVID booster shots, now supporting urgent and broad access after a previous call for a moratorium over concern about enough first doses globally. A head coach ties the record for all-time wins in the NBA.
San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich moved into a first-place tie Monday for the most victories by a head coach in NBA history.
Regular season wins, 1,335.
On Bally Sports, Greg Popovich's Spurs snapped the four-game losing streak Monday when they beat the Lakers, coached by Frank Vogel.
Incredible respect, you know, for who he is as a coach, and we all, younger coaches, look up to him and admire him and respect what he's done and what he means to our game. you know, certainly happy for him. Wish it wasn't against us, but, you know, Pop's the best.
If the Spurs win at home against the Raptors Wednesday, Popovich will pass Don Nelson for the most all-time regular season wins by an NBA head coach.
Fox's Jared Max. Despite surging oil and gas prices, stocks turning mixed. The Dow is now up 88 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.